January 23, 2022, it's the Watt for Pedro show.
Yeah, well, that's one of the causes of this idea of power.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then you lose your true power.
That's right.
Which is to be part of all, you see, and the only way you can be part of all is to understand.
To understand it, yeah.
And you have, that means you have to do something you don't understand, you have to go humbly to it. You don't go to school and sit down and say, I know what you're getting ready to teach me. You know, you sit there and you learn. You open your mind. You absorb. You got to be quiet. You got to be still to do this.
Watt for Pedro Show. Happy Sunday. Start with John Coltrane talking to Frank Kosky about being humble. November 66. And then, I guess a little sweet here. High Quick Crack with Pecan Crazy Showcase number one. Two other parts coming up, people. But first I want to bring back on. Big honor for me to have Brother Chris Cohn back. Welcome back aboard Watt Pedro Show, Chris.
Hi there. Thank you. Great to be on again.
Yeah. Now, what's it been, 7 months?
Yeah, a little while.
Okay. What's happened in between?
We haven't played a lot. We've just been kind of that Pecan Crazy track is all three of those are basically a live set, and we did for like a Twitch stream type of show. You know, a lot of people doing online shows. So our friend Grady from a group called Attic Ted down in San Marcos, he runs Pecan Crazy Records, and he released an album of ours before called Transitional Herbs. And he asked us to do a DVD, so we're probably going to throw that set on there, and we're working on a lot of videos now for that, for a DVD release on Pecan Crazy. But
that means visuals.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, we're going to do live, just kind of live recording in our little barn dominium out there in the woods, and we're playing in front of a green screen, and you know, she, Tina's working on, we're getting a lot of like natural footage and warping it and mixing it together.
And, when's this coming? Or is it in production right now?
Yeah, it's kind of in the works. It should be in the can soon, but we're looking at probably mid year, I guess.
You know, speaking of news, I gotta tell you, got devastating news about Tom Smith.
Yeah, yeah. Rest in power.
Got 2 weeks ago email, because, you know, we collaborated on this thing. It had the Vanessa lady from Pylon did some video. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Happy New Year. How's it going? Hey, I ain't got long, Mike. And he didn't. It's fucked.
Dang.
I know. It's just, that's the way it is, people. It's just. And I never get used to it. It's just very heavy. So I didn't mean to put a damper in the pamper, but fuck, it just hit me. But
no, yeah, it's not something you should get used to, really. You know, it's like, you know, I mean, I don't know.
We kind of pretend to ourselves we got forever to get shit done, right?
Yeah.
Fuck, it's not the truth.
Damn. Nope.
So, okay, so Pecan Crazy Showcase was part of an online thing, and you split it up into three chunks for me.
Yeah, yeah. It's a live set, basically. I mean, it's all, you know, where we record in our little tough shed barn house out in the woods. It's all solar powered, and I've got a little nitro mesh kit. I think I was talking about before, but I'm just. It's all improv, but she got a sequencer, you know, so it kind of does the synth work for us.
The garbage man.
What's that?
The garbage man, right? Had to take care of the essential stuff. The sanitation man. Okay. Well, let's listen to number two of the Pecan Crazy Showcase. Thank you.
Hey.
From Pedro Shack, Chuck of Music, start off with How I Quit Crack with Pecan Crazy Showcase Part 2. Then Noisuka, Culver City over here with the Electoral College. I think brand new, like only a couple days old. Something brand new from Plus Dog Plus, I think a side proj back in New England. Lechianu, like the new dog. And Isolation Era Psychic Tectronics. Is the title. Tectonics. Sorry, people.
Oh, nice. Mindquake.
Yeah, I was going to say. We don't want to mix in up your Nikola Tesla. Okay. although, I was checking out this thing about earthquakes might have a connect with wind. If you can believe that shit. Okay, Bob
really?
Prendon. Yeah, I wouldn't shit you. Bob is Prendon with It Was Like October. Or It Was October. Viv Corningham and Al Margolis. Al's going to be on Thursday with
awesome.
With that thing he's got with Walter Wright, El Kabong, right? Come on, it's a repeat, but with a new proj. And
cool.
Well, for they've been doing a while, but new to Watt, right? The only thing new is you finding out about it. Hack Picciotto out of Berlin from their new album Maris Stilla, SLW, and Bob Bucko Jr. out of Iowa with She's a Machine. And finally, Pecan Crazy Showcase, Part 3, How I Quit Crack. How many people are in How I Quit Crack now?
It's just me and my wife, Tina.
Right, okay, it's just a duet, okay.
Yeah, she started it and I joined her later. But
right, I remember from last time we were on. Because I know, like, maybe main man Chris Cohn Proj is more the Skull caster.
Yes, sir,
yeah.
Yes.
And so, like, your collab is more How I Quit Crack, which was hers at first, right?
Right.
Right, right. And so what part of the – is Pecan Crazy? I should tell people pecans are the New World version of the walnuts, right? You know, like alligators, crocodiles. There's little differences.
Right, yeah. Right. We got a few pecan trees around here. Yeah. I'm not sure why our friend Attic Ted, he named his label that, but – I'm not sure.
Oh, so it was a tribute. Okay. Since it was for him, he got you to do it. Okay, so, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was the name of the show, basically. Right, I mean, it wasn't...
It was like virtual venue.
Yeah. Yeah, it was probably, I guess, a Twitch. It was through Facebook. I don't even use Facebook, so I didn't really see how it aired or whatever, but...
So you're as foreign to it as Watt is. All we got is the audio... remnant,
yeah.
Huh? The document. We got the audio document. But like you said, you were using green screen and stuff like that. So that meant later on, and you were saying what, like kind of nature stuff?
Yeah, some. I still have, I go out on the ranch and get footage. I got a lot of the ice storm last year, which thankfully haven't seen a repeat yet, thankfully.
Yeah,
and,
great. Maybe the grid's a little more together, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Got to learn from those. That was brutal on some cats, though, right?
Yes, yeah, yes, indeed. Yeah, people died.
Yeah, and, terrible kind of thing. And but you got footage of that.
Yeah, I mean, it was as icy as – I mean, it was an ice world for a week. And so I got some of the I'd seen it before, like cactus – spines and mesquite thorns completely encased in ice, stuff like that. But this is a whole nother level of that kind of thing, and just the ground crunch every step.
Yeah. Did you try pissing?
Oh, sure, yeah, you know.
Does it turn to icicle? Is it still going?
That'd be great. Like
throwing bolts.
Have to be somewhere low Kelvin, I guess, for that. You know, like all the electrons stop.
Slow them down. And so, like when you got, when Ted asked, you know, he proposed this, it's like, man, are you thinking about, like, down the road, you're going to be thinking about these? Because, you know, I made a couple recordings, like, I'm trying to put myself in your shoes, right? The situation where we can only make music by trading files and stuff. And so these kind of records, they're kind of documents because they were done under that kind of situation. And I think it's, I don't know. It's kind of, yeah, I'm not totally diary world thing, but something about it. A narrative, at least.
Well, yeah, it's great. That's kind of, I mean, it's all very personal, so it's a way of, you know, keeping track. I don't know if I call it progress or even or devolution or whatever either. Right. But you know, it's like, you know, it's a good way of like keeping in touch with yourself, though. You know. And sharing, you know, I like sharing it with people. It was, I really miss live. We both miss live. I mean, she just wants to go to any show, you know, really, right at this point. But you know, we played like one show, I think, right before the first time I did your show, and it was a backyard deal, and so it was open air. That was cool. But you know, I played one solo Skullcaster show at Meemer Mo Mondays over at the Volstead in Austin, like several months back. But and that was outdoors. You know, they're doing backyard shows out there, and that's fun. But you know, we kind of miss it. We caught some like awesome like jazz fusion band called like I think Medellin Collection, I think. They had a rapper fronting them named Black Child. She's from Austin. They were rad. It was just kind of like random poetry night we just sat in on. I mean,
I got to play with an Austin band in Denton back in November.
Yeah, how was that?
Sailor Poon, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're all ladies, and they're great. They're great. You know, maybe people were getting a little lax. Like, there's always going to be gigs. I'm tired of gigs. And then when we don't have them, right?
Oh, man.
Right. Look, we're at the end of the first hour, January 23, 2022 edition. What Pedro Show special guest, Chris Combs. Hold tight for hour two. January 23, 2022. It's second hour. What Pedro Show. Watt for Pedro show. Actually, who was Juan Zover also played at that gig. There was a lot of good music there. It was called the Unhinged Festival.
At right.
It's called Rubber Glove. You know, Denton's a the music college there. And,
yeah.
It's a really interesting thing. You know, and people being careful and shit like that, you know. And I played a Fender bass, right? Some dude brought one with flats, big, heavy gauge flats, too. It was like pipe. Whoa. I should tell people, we started off the second hour with Eyelash Lace from How I Quit Crack, then Juan Zover, which you started with. He made this big piece called Mobius Trip, and this is part two. I played the last episode, part one, live at the Texas Theater. And then How I Quit Crack, with Jittering. Now, was Eyelash Lace and Jittering part of the showcase for Ted?
No, that's more like studio stuff. Everything I sent you has pretty much been recorded in the Barn Dominium, except for that Jittering, which was sitting around on a hard drive for a little while because I had a computer die a couple years back. And my friend Daniel Hippolito
he's been on the show.
He put out our last album.
You know what?
On
I gotta tell
Black
you,
Porno.
There's a weird connect with him because he knows Sam Duke in England, and I made an album with him called Cuz.
Nice.
Small world, dude.
Yeah.
I met Sam Duke. He was a helper man for the Go Team. Oh, man,
nice, man.
I'm tripping. I think he's out here in Cali, right? Silver Lake or something?
Yeah, I think so. He's been out there for a few years, but we met him in Austin.
Right. Because he's been on the show, I think. Pretty
cool. Sure.
Can't remember their collaborations, but they have a couple of things. Maybe Lux was the first one, and then they've had a whole bunch. So he was part of this, huh?
Well, he lent me this old piece of test gear. It's like telecom test gear called the Bradley Jitter and Hit synthesizer. And so I recorded hours, but most of it got wiped when the computer died, but that's what I managed to salvage out of those sessions. And so that's all the electronics on it is from this piece of telecom test gear, the jittering.
Like the quality of a phone line or something?
I guess so. I mean,
I know about this because AT&T's a bunch of motherfuckers, you know, and they don't service their infrastructure. So when it rains here, it don't rain a lot. But when it rains, I lose internet, right? Because they don't waterproof their fucking switching boxes.
Dang, wow. Okay.
Right? With the power thing, these people weren't weatherizing their turbines and stuff, right? The power companies.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's why I think... That's why things maybe are going to be better this if it comes back, because more prepared. But this thing, when you don't... So maybe that's what this piece of equipment was. Now, how did you make it so you could use it as a source of personal expression through music?
I mean, that was the one... It was a session I did at my aunt's house while we were, like, dog-sitting for her or whatever. And I just had it on her table, and I... You know, honestly, people get really wild with that stuff, and I haven't really taken the dive into modular or whatever. I think people can really do all kinds of stuff with the outputs and all that on the thing. But I was just kind of messing around with it. It's literally like sometimes if I get a new piece of gear, I just like to just record the first thing I do with it without knowing anything about it, and that's pretty much what that is. It's like
or maybe it kind of plays itself before you you do it, you know.
Yeah, you can set a drone on it for sure, but I broke it up with some of the switches, and I found like a little kind of what I would call the snare in there somewhere on the white noise circuit or whatever.
Right. Okay, what about this Blipvert?
That's also like that's probably we're kind of getting stuff together for a release on Somatic as well. Somatic Records is our friend Mike Cockrell from and Lee Dockery from Austin. They put out a How I Quit Crack album before called Wombic, and they put out my Skullcaster album Black Budget Psychotronics back in 2017. And so we're gonna do another How I Quit Crack tape with them, and so probably I don't know. We're looking at that Bradley track for that and the jittering, and we're just starting to mess around. We got some new gear. We got this Roland drum box, and this, again, it's kind of like I'm still learning it. So we're just messing around with it, and that's one of the things we did.
Yeah, but maybe it's a good time, right, when you're first getting turned on to it and you ain't got it figured out yet because it's still mysterious. And...
Yeah, okay. That's my favorite time in general.
Okay, so let's listen to Blipford. Thank you.
Thank you. world.
Yeah.
Watt for Pedro Show, that chunk of music. Start off with How I Quit Crack with Blipvert, then Head Cut with Ron Pekabezis, Ray Shin moving to Chippewa. You know, Raul, my Mission Man drummer, his mom's part Chippewa, and we were on tour. I think it was up in Wisconsin, a rest area to piss or something. And they had the thing about, you know, Native people and that and from that area, and Chippewa. It was actually, they didn't call themselves that. It was the tribe next door. And it, in their language, it was people who drink muddy water. So, like, these guys never called themselves. Yeah, but, yeah. Fucking trippy about humans. Anyway. Yeah. Skullcaster, finally. Threnody for your ass.
Yeah.
Okay, because now we're in Skullcaster realm.
But right.
That's kind of, you're putting that off till you get this crack album done?
Yeah, parallel? I mean, I don't have any outstanding projects requests or anything right now. So it's just me alone in the barn at night in the woods. And I actually did have that title floating around for a good few years. And I just said, well, this thing, I'm going to do that tonight, you know. And so I went out and recorded that. But
so you're into titles first sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes. You know, like
Watt always needs it. I'm just so fucking lame. I need something to give me focus. But so thread me for your ass was just bouncing around in your head until, you know what, I'm going to bring the music. I mean, the music is intense for that one. It's right. Different than this. Well, Skullcaster ain't I Quit Crack, right?
No.
Like you said, one no. man alone and the other one's the duet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's more.
Look, I say that. It should be obvious, right? But you get Bob Pollard, I don't care who's playing with him. It's just Bob Pollard.
Right.
Right? Some dudes, it don't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I play more instruments. And this is the Skullcaster stuff I sent you too. It's all, I didn't really give my friend Dave Wright much of a shout out at all on the last show, but he made this box for me. He didn't make it, but he circuit bent this toy called the Talking Teacher and put four glitches on it and a looper and stuff. And I've been using that for my live rig for a long time. And in a way, I'm kind of trying to like put it to rest because I just got this, Moog drummer from another mother kind of box that I need to just dive into really. But because this is my main rig, I'm trying to, like, I know it really well, and I've been doing that for a while, but I don't know that I've done a decent long-form recording for it. So it's kind of what I was trying to do.
And did he just come up with it, or did you, like, solicit him?
Actually, he owed me one, because when he was first learning how to circuit bend, I gave him my Juno 106 is a Roland keyboard. He was going to try to add some kind of voltage input to it.
Yeah.
And I was right there, like sitting, watching him do this. He kind of, I don't know, like I just saw some arc, like something arc.
You ruined it. Okay.
Yeah. I just fried the memory chip. It was gone. Like it was gone. So he gave me this thing.
Never more.
Yeah.
It happens. Yep. You know. But that's I understand now. He owed you one. Yeah. All right. But he's a beautiful man for doing that because you said it's been your rig. So, man, it's nothing like having something you can count on. Look, we're at the end of the second hour, January 23rd, 2022. This is Watt Peterson. Special guest Chris Combs. Hold tight for hour three. January 23, 2022. It's the third hour of the Watt Peterson Show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watt for Pedro Show. We start off the third hour, Skullcaster, burning data. Yep. I see people stuff my inbox with these bandwidth bloated Bogart files. Come on. Showing me a turd floating in a toilet. You need 10 megabyte. Come on. Drip in the system, building up a cement thong from scratch. Remember O Cement?
Nice.
East Bay sound effects crew. And then finally, preemptive imp. Skullcaster. Okay.
Yeah. EMP.
EMP, yeah, yeah. Electromagnetic pulse, right?
Yes, sir.
Is that the acronym? Yeah, this is very dangerous, right? We get a hybrid. You know, they tell you, oh, yeah, our equipment. Our electronic equipment's going to fail when they get this EMP from a hydrogen bomb. But you know what? There might be other stuff getting hurt. The bomb goes off.
Yeah, yeah.
Besides just the pulse.
Yeah. Right. Might worry really about my funny, own.
But anyway. Yeah. Everything is on the one. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Clinton. Everything on the one. Even the EMP is on the one. So, these babies here, was this stuff with the older box?
Yeah. Yeah, this is it's all like talking teacher stuff. The even that little little bead at the front of it.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Devolves. and it's I'm using loopers and I know like I'm man alone using two loopers.
Sure.
with that thing and a dual resonant filter too, but it's like, it can, I try to keep it moving. I try not to bog down too much or like, you know, bore down into some kind of sonic rabbit hole or whatever. But,
right. And
I know it's
no, not no, necessarily I mean, like right. Like, Frank Morgan in Wizard of Oz, right? Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. He's the guy behind the fucking curtain, right? But like, right, you were saying a little earlier, modular, right, synthesizers. But
yeah.
Kind of parallel universe is like just other guitar pedals or some shit, right? Stomp boxes.
Sure, yeah.
Right, like you were saying, things got an output. Okay.
Yeah, run a splitter off it.
That's the front. There's the gateway drug right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Things got an output.
For me.
Right. And look, we're going to come up to the big piece you gave me, right? This Meme Ticks.
Oh, yeah.
This little baby's like 20 minutes, right?
Right. Okay.
So, because the other guys gave me around 5, 6. I mean, there's a couple 8, 9. But this is the big baby, right? This has got an arc.
Yeah. And Tina made a video of this one, too. And it was just like in the room. In the video on YouTube, you can hear the clicks and switches, but I just sent you the waves from the computer recording. But it's just practice for that Meme Remote show I did, basically.
Oh,
but,
really?
I'm trying to do that. You know, like I had a friend tell me, like, I gave him an album of a bunch of weird samples and cuts and edits, and he was like, it just doesn't have the live energy. So I've just kind of.
So you're telling me up on YouTube, there's a video version of this Meme Ticks.
Yeah.
What did she bring visually?
I think it's actually on the YouTube. It's actually probably called Transcranial Magnetoacoustic. But
of course,
man. Why not? she put like actually two videos of me playing live over each other, but they're warped and kind of like layered in two different sunsets and that are stretched, kind of time stretched.
Yeah,
so we get a lot, you know, some good sunsets out here.
You gotta flow me that link through the email. I want to see that thing. But let's listen to it right now.
Righto.
People, use your imagination.
Wow. We did the mass, and the Kaha was too expensive. So we opted for the nitro in Trondheim. Gleaming and prosperous. Home of the Nords. Dragging our discontent around. Screaming quietly in the streets in the morning. Wondering why. Wondering how. Marveling, in fact. The cobblestones. The fairy tale bridges. The Airbnb was pure luxury.
Watt for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. That was the Big Baby, Meme Ticks, Skullcaster. You heard the other title. Watt already forgot it because he's so fucking retarded. But there is a YouTube version with that has like a twofer superimposed live version. And is it probably ain't even the tune that you're doing live, right? Or is it?
Is
I remember doing videos in the 90s and like, you got to have the bass plugged in, man. It looks fake. And I'm like, yeah, right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It looks fake. Well, where's the fucking amplifier? My lips ain't moving with the fucking thing. Okay. Meme Ticks, people. Yeah, right. Ben's, well, there's a funny one. I remember seeing the faces. And I don't know, Ronnie Wood brings in a soccer ball. They start kicking this fucking soccer ball around. You ever see Top of the Pops or some shit?
Oh, okay. Dang.
Yeah, we'll jive. Ben Sulter from Tasmania with Pining. And finally, back to How I Quit Crack, Chittering.
Chittering. Yeah.
Haven't heard that word in a while.
Yeah, we've been watching a lot of horror movies and, yeah. You know, critters off in the distance and been happy to see that people use that word to describe the sounds they make.
right. But yeah, June bugs and so, no, that's it's still too cold for that stuff. But man, remember them trying to fly into your ear and stuff. Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Right. And like if you're wearing shorts, don't sit on the grass because of the, big burning itch. Texas. Well, a lot of east of the Rockies, you get the interesting insect world.
Right.
Florida. Yeah. Oh my God. But there was this place we'd stay in a. LaPorte, I think, at Pasadena, right, with all those refineries from Houston.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, man, it was 20 feet from the boat to that hatch, but you had to run because the cloud of mosquitoes was so intense. It was like, whoa.
Yeah. Swampy.
Well, spoiled Southern California boys. Yeah, spoiled. We got some cucarachas, but this thing's like... So you're going to get on this high quick crack, and then... The Skullcaster, and then also with these new devices. And that phone line tester, you still going to continue to explore on that?
No, I had to give it back. That's what I meant. Okay. Daniel Hippolito, he lent me the Bradley thing, and I only had it for a short time, and okay. that's the one thing that's fairly – that's probably the oldest track. And so I had to give that back like a couple of years back before he moved even. But
Okay.
But yeah, so that was Jitter because it's a Jitter and hit synthesizer. But the Chittering is she's getting that kind of sound from another new. Oh, I got this mood device. It's kind of almost like a granular delay looper thing that just fucking made her sound like a bird. we like birds.
yeah. We like birds. They're dinosaurs.
Right.
Right? That lizard thing was all fucking wrong. It took him years to figure it out. There's some kind of bones in the ankle and hip that also space in their heads that make them relatives of birds. I was really into them. Yeah, space and dinosaurs when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Because I was born in 57, so that space race shit. And then I don't know what it was about dinosaurs, but I got really into them. And then, yeah, by the way, they're big birds. They're not big lizards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the legs on a lizard, they come out the sides like an alligator, right? Crocodile.
Uh-huh.
If you look at a T-Rex or stuff like that, they're coming out of the bottom like a chicken.
Right, yeah.
Right? Or an ostrich. Yeah. They're not coming out the side. SARS is Greek for a lizard. It was a fuck-up, but, you know, hey. Same thing I found out when I was in Athens. I was doing a Stooges gig. Hey, let's go look at the Acropolis, you know. And they had put the fucking pillars all in the wrong order. You know what happens.
Plus,
you know, that shit wasn't all white. You know, they painted it all.
Uh-huh.
All this thing, yeah. The only thing new is you finding out about it. It's such a cool. It's always beautiful to have you on. And I can't wait until you get this new music. You come back on again, Chris?
Yeah.
Absolute. And
love to.
Yeah. Because what you're doing, I really dig. And it's trippy how... You're not really, you like the idea of a new piece of thing, but it doesn't have to be like the newest, you know, the shortcut on how to make the good song because I got the right gear finally.
Yeah. No, I mean, I could definitely be happy, like, with older stuff, too. I tried to make something out of one of those old Radio Shack Moogs my friend Blaylock gave me, but I didn't have time, or I was too hammered, and I, like, wiped it, basically. But, you know, maybe next time.
Never enough time. But we know that, right? And we're trying to get in as much as we can, how we can. It's just beautiful. So I welcome you back anytime you want. The invite's out there, Brother Chris. People, it's January 23rd, 2022. This is what Pino's will keep you powder dry.